Like as matter above, Mishnah, you get by the kochav. So you argue with Aviim, by the kochav. A ger who has a brother who's still a guy, and the father who is still a guy died, and the two brothers inherited the property of their father. Yachu ulayma ta ata avedus kochavim vani mal ata yayin vani per. The ger can tell his brother by the kochav that you take the avodah zarah that our father left as an inheritance, and I'll take instead money. Or you take the yayin that our father left as an inheritance, and I'll take pears instead. As the wine of a guy is also for the gear. And the yayin of a guy is considered yayin nesa, and it's forbidden to have a gnaw from it. So therefore, he tells his brother to take the wine, and he'll take pears instead. Now, even though we said previously, when the two brothers inherit two different types of items, it's considered a trade. And it's forbidden to trade avodah zarah or yayin nesa. So how can the ger trade with his brother in this way? Mefarshim explained that a ger doesn't inherit his father min haTorah. As a ger shen hizgayar kekatan shenola dami, when a guy becomes a ger, he's considered a newborn child. He's no longer related to his father, so he doesn't inherit his father min haTorah. He only inherits his father min haRabbanan. As Rabbanan said that a ger inherits his father, as they were afraid if he doesn't inherit his father, he would go back to being a guy when he finds out that he doesn't get a chelek in the Yerusha. So the Rabbanan said he does take a chelek in the Yerusha of his father. But since his chelek in the Yerusha is only Mirabbanan, the property of his father is not considered his until it comes into his hand. So therefore, since the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin Nesek is not his yet, as it has not yet come into his hand, he's allowed to trade with his brother and take money instead of the Avodah Zarah, or take Paris instead of the Yayin Nesek. But if the Avodah Zarah or the Yayin Nesek had already come into the possession of the ger, in such a case, it would be forbidden for him to trade with his brother and take the money instead of the Avodah Zarah or the Paris instead of the Yayin Nesek. And since it had already come into his hand, he can't trade with it, as it's forbidden to derive any benefit from Avodah Zarah or Yayin Nesek. Somebody who sells fruit in Syria. Syria was to the northeast of Eretz Yisrael, and it was captured by David HaMelech and added on to Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though normally we call Kibush Rabin Shmei Kibush land outside of Eretz Yisrael, they were captured by the Rabin, by Klai Yisrael as a whole, and added on to Eretz Yisrael, would have all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael itself. But even so, Syria does not have all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, the reason being because David had not yet captured all of Eretz Yisrael in its entirety before he went ahead and captured Syria. So in such a case, in the Torah, it doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael since he captured it before the entire Eretz Yisrael itself was captured. But the Rabbanan did give it certain dinim, like Eretz Yisrael. And one of the dinim that it has, the same as Eretz Yisrael, is that you're chayef to take off mice from the produce that grows in Syria. Even so, when you buy produce in Syria, you don't have to take off the ma'aser because you could assume that it came from chutz la'aretz, it came from outside of Syria, in places that are not chayiv in ma'aser, and most of the produce that is sold in Syria comes from chutz la'aretz, and therefore when you buy pears in Syria, you don't have to worry that maybe it grew in Eretz Yisrael or in Syria itself, and it's chayiv in ma'aser, you could assume it came from chutz la'aretz, and it's not chayiv in ma'aser. But the Mishnah tells us, somebody who sells fruit in Syria, ba'amar misho Eretz Yisrael hang, chayiv la'aser. And the person who sold you the produce tells you that the produce grew in Eretz Yisrael. So the person who buys the produce would have to take off ma'aser, as since the seller tells you that it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it's hard to take off ma'aser from the produce. Mu'usar in hain nema. Shapesha asur, hu apesha hita. If the person who sells you the produce and told you that it grew in Eretz Yisrael also tells you that the ma'aser had already been taken from the produce he is selling you, you can believe him that the ma'aser were taken off from it, and you don't have to take off the ma'aser yourself. Even though the person who sells you the produce is an Amar, and Amar does normally not believe with regards to Miser, but in this case we do believe him because Apesha Asur, the same mouth that forbade it and told you that it grew in Eretz Yisrael, is the Pesha Hitter. That's the mouth that is now permitting it. If you're going to believe him that it grew in Eretz Yisrael, believe him also that the Miser were taken from it. And if you don't believe him that the Miser were taken from it, don't believe him that it grew in Eretz Yisrael either. And the only reason it's Asur is because he told you that it grew in Eretz Yisrael. If he hadn't told you that it grew in Eretz Yisrael, it would have been permitted, as he could have assumed, it grew in Chutz La'aretz. So since he is the one that Asur'd it, he also could be Makir it by telling you that the Ma'aser were already taken from it. Misha Lihain. Chayv La'aser. If the person who sells you the produce in Syria tells you that the produce is his own produce that he grew in Syria, in such a case, he has to take miser from it. A produce that grows in Syria is higher than miser. Me'usarin hain neman. Shapesh asur hu apesh etzer. If the person who sells you the produce and told you that he grew it himself in Syria also tells you that the mices were taken from it, you can believe him, because the same mouth that forbade it is now permitting it. If you're going to believe him that he grew it himself in Syria, believe him also that the mices were taken from it. And if you don't believe him that the mices were taken from it, don't believe him that he grew it himself in Syria. Then yadua sheyesh lo sada echa b'Syria chayv la'asa. But if the person who sells you the produce, it's well known that that person owns a field in Syria where he grows the produce himself, in such a case, you cannot believe him that the miser were taken from it. You would have to take the miser off yourself. The produce would be considered demai, and you have to take off the miser. As in this case, we don't say hapesha asur, hu hapesha hitzer. As even had he not told you that he grew it himself in Syria, you would have had to take the miser from it, since you know he has a field in Syria which he grows the produce. So you would have to assume that the produce he is selling comes from his field. So even though he told you that the miser were taken from it, you can't believe him, as an Amar does not believe with regard to misers. Instead, the produce would be considered my, and you would have to take off the misers yourself.